Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship Tampa station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans too, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. And don't forget about all the linemen that are getting the power back up there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas. Thank you very much for all you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of what's over there, too. Now, joining us right now, the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out by mentioning that yesterday Joe Biden went to Kenosha, Wisconsin. He met with the Jacob Blake family. And he also met with the anti-Semitic and racist father, who, by the way, leaves a lot to be desired when he, you know, he's somebody that you don't really want to have very close to the television because it's going to destroy your story you're trying to put out there.
Well, sure. The fact that the father of Jacob Blake seems to have documented in his own internet post, from what we can tell, seems to be such a rabid anti-Semite to begin with, and it's very hard to talk about. I mean, people really feel like that. It's really terrible. Obviously that does overshadow any kind of talk of unity and reconciliation and the kinds of things that Joe Biden would try to talk about at that point.
Well, out there in your state, another prosecutor in California has come up with another half-cocked statement. Wait to hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
Looters' needs must be considered when being charged for a crime.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about this idea that it's a redistributing of stuff or something.
Well, they just
like
needed
that.
It to survive, so maybe we had not to charge them.
Right. Well,
jeez.
Well, I think in California, I believe you can steal up to what, $900 worth?
$1,000.
Yeah. And before they're going to,
it's a misdemeanor.
Charges. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are these viral videos that come out of people walking into the CVS or whatever and just taking stuff and putting it in their bag and walking out.
Yeah.
You know, and so, this is where it's come to. See, if we don't draw a line, if we don't have some kind of universal idea of wrong and right, my goodness, then anything is on the table. And that's precisely what a lot of these radicals, Captain, they want to do. They want to continue to just not just chip away, but really take a sledgehammer to, you know, to the very rock of our society.
Well, speaking of radical, the Washington Post came out and made a very radical statement yesterday. They said the election will end in violence unless Joe Biden wins in a landslide.
Oh, well, great. You know, I mean, how do you even answer that kind of thing? I mean, that's not what we're supposed to do in this country at all. And, yeah, that's, again, it's to intimidate people or make them scared, I guess, of voting the wrong way.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think we're going to have violence anyway, regardless of who wins.
Well,
because these people just aren't going away.
Well, right. See, here's the thing.
Until we squash them.
Well, exactly, because if Donald Trump wins, which I think he's on track to win, but still got some time, we got to keep working hard.
Yeah.
But if he does win, then you're going to see the thuggery go exponential here. But if Biden wins, there could be, I guess, what you might call celebratory thuggery going on. Who knows? But again, it's the fact that the switch has been thrown. And these people who are acting in such a thuggish way, they believe, hey, this is the new normal. We're rioting on the street.
And CNN's little buddy Fredo, that would be Chris Cuomo, right?
Right.
Has blamed President Trump for the Pelosi salon visit and being set up. It was President Trump's fault.
Wow. Well, I guess the one question would be, did President Trump work with Vladimir Putin to set her up? I mean, you know, how crazy do we want to, what kind of...
I mean, give me a break. This is, you know, this guy is, and he's another one. They need to find a padded room for him.
Well, see, I think that they also see it kind of slipping away, and it's just going to get worse and worse, and they're just going to dial it up, to where it just is so far off the charts.
Yeah. Now, you want some good news?
Absolutely, yeah.
Jobless claims fell yesterday to 881,000, the lowest since the pandemic started.
That's amazing. That's good. You know, this is the direction we need to be going in. And we're going in that direction despite a lot of the Democrat biased shutdown things that they've been doing. Yeah.
Now, I'll get your blood boiling again here because the 2020 interference that's being run by Facebook, they've banned a whole bunch of new campaign ads in the final week of August right now that you won't be seeing.
Wow. Well, not surprised.
All right. I'm not either. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And that was just something from the strange but true file you just heard. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas, too, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, and you'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back, too, when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is right on key again, I'm telling you. All right, well, Kyle, we got an interesting story. Now, I've known for months that China has been messing around in the South China Sea and getting dangerously closer to Australia and making some comments and every now and then a threat and this, that, and the other. But it looks like as if things are getting pretty serious right now. What is it that you just found we were talking about?
Well, I found an interesting quote, and this was just a few days ago. And this is where I believe the Australian Prime Minister admits that war with Beijing could be possible over some of these disputes and so forth. The tensions are, you know, over territorial claims and so forth.
Yep.
I mean, so this is a major, major story. And earlier, I think it was it Liberal Larry who mentioned this, I think, when he called in earlier?
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, yeah, so it's interesting, Captain, that we're not hearing a lot about this. because this seems to be something that would be have a major impact on our country if hostilities ever really did break out, obviously. And so I actually think, Captain, this would be a great question for Joe Biden at one of his few and far between rare press conferences, right? and just at the end of the press conference, you know, maybe he'll turn around again and say, fine, I'll take another question from Fox News or something. But the question should be, what do you think about this whole situation? What would you do as president, or this kind of thing? And see how he might have to squirm a little bit because of his ties with Beijing. Yeah, absolutely. I just think it would be interesting to see how he might react.
Well, yeah, but you also have to understand something, and that is that you have China, who is trying to be the big boy on the block, and we get that, they're being a big bully. And wherever and however they can emphasize or get, assert their authority, they're going to do that. Now, they're picking on the wrong person when it comes to Australia, because Australia's got a whole bunch of protection agreements and treaties and whatnot with other countries, not just the United States, but with Japan and with South Korea and with the Philippines and whatnot, that will come to the aid of Australia. But we do know that we put a bunch of Marines there. I don't know, it's 4,000 or 5,000, might be 6,000. We've also added more of our Navy ships in the region, also a couple of big vessels out of somewhere in Australia. I don't know which one. It was Sydney or Melbourne or whatnot, but one of those two places. And we also have more of our aircraft, our heavy aircraft, our B-52s, our B-21s, and fighter jets in the region as well. We've done a lot of positioning because everybody seems to agree that the next big zone where we're going to be needed is the South China Sea, and it's going to have to do with China.
Absolutely. And, of course, also in the news pops up things having to do with Taiwan, or whether or not a U.S. military or I should say U.S. naval vessel, goes through that area, and the Chinese government doesn't like that at all. And I think they tried warning them off the other day, or at least made some pretty heavy statements about that kind of thing.
Yeah, and again, if you're just joining us, the suspect in last week's deadly protest shooting in Portland, Oregon, was shot to death during a traffic stop in Lacey, Washington tonight. He's no longer with us, so we no longer have to worry about him, do we?
Well, that's right. And one of the things that he was very adamant about, Captain, he described himself as 100% Antifa.
He had the fist tattooed on his neck.
Yep.
The Antifa fist.
Exactly. And so very hardcore. And again, it's as if a lot of these people who have just really been radicalized to the extreme, I mean, they act, and they seem to act anyway, as if they believe that they're in a war.
48 years old, so this wasn't a young guy. 48 years old, this guy. Now, the DOJ may file a Google antitrust case by the end of this coming month. And we'll see what happens, because the president is being silenced right now by the Silicon Valley Mafia with some of the things that are going on. They're not allowing his posts to be put up there. They're getting rid of some of his political ads and whatnot, saying, well, these are confrontational.
Well, right, yeah. So this is something that the DOJ has been looking at for a while. We understand that the Attorney General is planning to bring this case maybe a little bit earlier than they originally had thought. And, of course, you have a lot of people, Captain, who are, who would want to, for example, have some sort of antitrust or break up the company altogether. And some want simply to redress what they see as Google's business model being oppressive and this kind of thing. So, yeah, this is stay tuned for this, because this is another major kind of story that could have a big impact. Google, obviously, the biggest tech company one might think in terms of its reach and the fact that just about every single person with a computer or a device uses some sort of Google thing every 5 seconds, it seems.
And then there is a very strong possibility that the administration may, in fact, use the RICO mafia law on protesters to get them off the street. And to that, I say, we do. We need to charge them with federal charges. We need to get them the hell off the street and then let them go through the legal system that way and get them out of the hands of the district attorneys that are just going to release them and let them go. And they'll be right back out there again, because some of these people that they're arresting have been arrested 2, 3, 4 times.
Right. That's right. And so essentially, you know, this is the RICO Act. That's the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. And so they'll be able to, I think, go after leaders, basically, and try to tie all this together. Because, again, there's a lot of organization behind what we're seeing in these riots. We're not talking about people who have been moved because they saw a killing of George mm-hmm. Floyd, for example, and they're moved to go out and exercise their First Amendment rights mm-hmm. to let people know how they feel. But when you have those who have organized violence, mm-hmm. then, yes, I think this begins to apply.
Do you remember a few days ago we talked about how the president was being accused of telling people to go vote twice in North Carolina?
Right, I remember, yeah.
Okay, well, Kayleigh McEnany yesterday said that the president wants votes verified, not cast twice, and she was directly referring to North Carolina, because he said that, hey, if you vote by mail and your vote is not there, that it's not recorded and they can't tell you that it is, then maybe you ought to go and vote in person. And as long as it's not electronically counted already, you will be able to vote in person. And then when your vote comes in by mail, they'll just disregard it.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I don't think the president was trying to say, you know, it's like the vote early, vote often kind of a thing. But yeah, exactly.
No, that's the Democrats do that.
That's the Democrats, exactly.
And by the way, if you're dead, you can vote.
I know. Well, unfortunately, you know, have you seen some of these things that go around where say, you know, unfortunately, you know, my relative has voted Republican all their life, but now that they passed away, now they're voting Democrat. It's just, it's that kind of ridiculous.
I'm telling you, 2 years ago, they sent my dead wife a ballot.
Right.
2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
And hadn't gotten one. I mean, she died, and that was that. And we saw to it that, you know, she was taken off the voter records and all that, did everything we were supposed to do. The attorney did that. But 2 years ago, I got a ballot for her.
That's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And I don't know why. Well, I do know. I think I know why. We got a new supervisor of elections.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was a reason. I don't know. All right, well, Joe Biden is backtracking on his shutdown comments in Kenosha, insisting on wearing face masks, but, oh, no, I don't want the country to shut down. Really, Joe? Really?
Yeah, I think he said something like, well, I took that as a general question when he was asked by David Muir, but he sure seemed to feel like, oh, yeah, if they tell me to shut it down, I'll do it. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, folks, we're going to talk about the stimulus, because there may be an agreement, an initial informal agreement where they're going to go forward, and we'll see what happens here, because a lot of people are sitting there saying, hey, man, we need this stimulus, and if we don't get it, we're going to be in big trouble. So Nancy Pelosi knows it. She really does, even though she's not acting it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Kenosha, Wisconsin, once again the center of presidential politics amid another police shooting of a black man. This time, Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was in town. President Trump was in Kenosha earlier this week, both men visiting after Kenosha's mayor said it was too soon for either of them to do so. Biden today meeting up with the family of Jacob Blake, the subject of several days of protests. Blake was shot 7 times in the back by police, and his family says he is now paralyzed. Biden vowed improvements if elected president. He was also critical of Trump.
I thought you could defeat hate. Hate only hides. It only hides. And when someone in authority breathes oxygen under that rock, it legitimizes the dark side of human nature.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And speaking of Larry Elder, you're going to be able to see him and Charlie Kirk and Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Phil Grandy and yours truly, me, your humble talk radio host, in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Hotel on October the 23rd for a conservative consortium, if you will, of sorts, where we're all going to be up there talking about the election and what's coming and give you our ideas as to things. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies for the evening. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing as many people as can possibly attend down in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency. It's going to be a great event, and I hope many of you can afford to be able to get the tickets and come on over and see us. But in the meantime, let's talk about this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. Now, I'll be down in Sarasota on Saturday for that because we've got the show at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, and I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2. Now, the show Saturday goes from 9 to 5 and from Sunday to 9 to 3. Now, Saturday at 2 p.m., they'll have the concealed carry class. Sunday, it'll be at 1 p.m., and if you want to take the concealed carry class, you can either sign up for it online by going to the website twoguysshows.com, or you can show up in person Saturday, sign up for it right there at the gun show, and then you'll be in like Flynn to come in and take the class and get your certificate, and then you're on your way to getting your gun permit, which, of course, you apply for by going through the state of Florida. But That's Saturday. Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows, one of the largest selections of modern, up-to-date, and antique and collector's weapons as well. Private collections, too, from many of the vendors that will be there. And I'll be there probably by the back door where I normally am when I come in. You walk right straight down the aisle from where you get your tickets, and boom, you see me down the end of the row. I'll have my banner up on the wall so you'll be able to see the banner. You'll see the Captain's America Third Watch, and yep, that's me right there. So stop by and say howdy, howdy to us. We appreciate that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Stimulus money. Going to get all kinds of it, aren't we?
Well, that remains to be seen. Yes, exactly.
Well, here's the deal. We found out yesterday that Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi have an informal agreement to go forward with the government funding package and the stimulus program as well. And I don't know where that's going to go, but we do know that many, many, many people have been contacting the members of Congress, including Nancy Pelosi, plus their local representatives, saying, hey, we've got to have this help. You've got to do something about it. We've got to have this help because, again, we have an eviction crisis looming on the horizon that if they suddenly decided to say it's okay to go evict people, that you would have people literally living in their cars or on the street.
Yeah, that is very true, Captain. In the most serious way possible to put it, yes, that is something that could very well happen. And the reason being is that as the clock, you know, continues to tick, even though there's a moratorium, a lot of landlords can say at the end of the moratorium, or landlords and or lending institutions, and say, look, you've been in forbearance, but now you owe the back rent or you owe the back mortgage payments. They could try to collect it all at once. But again, it's something that people don't have. So if they don't even have the stimulus money to try to make rent, this kind of thing, they're going to go deeper and deeper in the hole. So what's going to happen when that tsunami hits? So this is a huge crisis that's going to overtake things. Now, on the lighter side of it, maybe Nancy Pelosi would finally agree to it if nothing else than to get people to stop talking about the hair salon thing. You know, one might think, but honestly, if she can't understand the seriousness of people that have had their businesses close up, or they are have to move anyway because of their inaction to get the next stimulus out, well, then there's no hope for her.
Right. Now, the other thing is Christine just asked me about fingerprints. She said applying for the permit. Let's see, where do I go to get my fingerprints? Well, that would be the sheriff's office. You go to the sheriff's office to the records, they call it the records division, and they can fingerprint you right there. There's a charge. I don't know what it is, but that's where I would go. Now, we talked about the Marines in Australia, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to this one. U.S. troops have been deployed to Lithuania because of heightened tensions, I'll be all right in a minute, heightened tensions in Eastern Europe with the Russians.
Well, not surprising. Obviously, that could be a very significant development. But this is one of the things, and actually, in the context of all this, Captain, this is what being President of the United States is all about. You have to be able to field all of these different things that are going on simultaneously. It's not just about dealing with, you know, the daily political story, whatever it is, in terms of being the president, because there's always stuff going on. There are things happening in terms of international intrigue things, geopolitical developments, and you have to be able to juggle all that stuff at once. Now, I can't imagine Joe Biden being able to multitask in that way, the way that somebody like President Trump can, and President Trump is almost one of a kind in that regard. He seems to be in a class by himself, someone who can just go and go and go and almost never sleep, but yet continue to do his job.
All right, let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Dave and Eric Pica.
Yes, sir.
You just gave out information about fingerprints and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, it's actually done at the DMV. Certain, there's one in North Tampa DMV office where you go get your driver's license, pay your tax license, things like that. At least in the state of Florida, it's done at certain DMVs. Call the central a number to make an appointment. Tell them what you want to do, and they'll tell you which DMV that you can go to get your permit. And fingerprints, photo, background information, DD Form 214, the training certificate, all of that is taken at that location.
Okay.
Certain room, by appointment only, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously. All right, well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. Okay, and that's good to know, because I know when I got mine, I went to the sheriff's department down in Sarasota. But anyway, it is what it is. Kanye West, how about this one? Kanye West has been removed from the Virginia ballot for what the judge called improper, fraudulent, and misleading means.
Well,
what the heck?
Well, you know, this is quite a thing for Kanye to have even begun to run for president. There's a lot of, some people would kind of take the whole thing seriously, but I've always thought that it was not necessarily just a stunt. Maybe he does have something to say, but it definitely would be a long shot, let's just say.
Now, a lenient DA and their policies up in Portland, with the protesters being arrested multiple times, being released, and they're back out on the street again, which is, that's the reason why the state troopers were deputized as U.S. Marshals by the federal government, so they could charge them with federal charges and bypass the DA, and guess what? They go to jail, they stay there for a while.
Yep, exactly right, yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. And by the way, 250 people arrested in Kenosha, Wisconsin. 122 of them were from out of the area, and 44 of them were from out of the state.
Yeah, this is also very important, and we're not hearing enough about it, and we're certainly not seeing it contextualized properly in the reporting about these events.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't spontaneous events with local people who are just simply coming out and organizing on the spot and doing these kinds of things. This is a concerted effort. And in that regard, that is a major threat to the fabric of our society, first of all, but also to just our ability to live peaceably, because we don't know where the next big attack's coming from.
Yeah, and the other thing is FedEx Corporation plans to hire about 70,000 seasonal workers to handle the 2020 mail and Christmas push, which is a big deal. You might want to get your applications in there right now. Now, sometimes what they'll do is, if you do a really good job, they'll retain you. They'll keep you on after that.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I think people, of course, are going to be using delivery more than ever for the Christmas season because of the not going out to shopping malls as much.
Yep, you got it. And hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, going to take another look at our Truckers Highway Imbiber report before he parts company. And I shall return. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
MechTech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and there she is, the Jersey Cowgirl. She is right there now in up there in Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha to everybody there tonight down Fort Benning. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop in there, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're really going to like what you see there. Stop on in there and tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club. Okay, you get one of those nice mugs they got there. You can get hot or cold drinks in it. Now, in the meantime, here we go.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed the Jimmy in a whine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, that's Dave Dudley, and that's an oldie but goodie right there. 6 days on the road, and he's gonna make it home tonight. All righty. Well, here we go. I'm gonna read the weather statement, then turn it over to Kyle. Now, another dangerous heat wave is forecast for the desert southwest and much of California starting today and lasting through the Labor Day holiday weekend into the first part of next week. Now, in some cases, the high temperatures are forecast to be as much as 20 to 25 degrees above normal. Now, dozens of record high maximum and high minimum temperatures may be tied or broken over the weekend, and excessive heat warnings have now been issued for the entire area. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right about the records. That's well, we're going to see some records fall according to the data here that we're looking at this weekend. And of course, all throughout Southern California, we have excessive heat watches and heat warnings. Actually, I should say. Also, in San Diego and Riverside counties, we have a fire weather watch in those areas. Looks like we could have some a little bit of wind there as well. So they obviously want to make that warning. All throughout California, we expect to have pretty excessive temperatures. What they're being described, Captain, is going to be widespread, oppressive. Temperatures from 110 to 115 won't be out of the ordinary, 120 out in the lower deserts as well. And so one of the big things that could be a result of this is that the power grid could fail as a result of the high heat and all the people using energy. So we may see those rolling blackouts. And, of course, down through the American Southwest, through Arizona, we've got an air quality alert over Phoenix. That's ozone, along with the excessive heat warning. Almost the entire state of Wyoming, Captain, is under a fire weather watch with also an air quality alert just south into Colorado, covering the Denver area. And the fire weather watches go all through pretty much southern Montana and over into Idaho as well. So it's definitely going to be very hot all throughout the American West, and especially in California, and maybe even with the beaches may not get too much of a reprieve. They're going to be pretty hot, too, over this Labor Day weekend.
Wow. Well, to add insult to injury, over in Louisiana from Lake Charles on up north about 75 to 80 miles, you're going to have some very high temperatures there. Of course, they've got some areas still without power in there, so it's going to get miserable. Worse or whatever, so be advised of that. And then over in Florida, you know, we had a couple spots yesterday over here by me. We had 110, 112 degrees, feels like temperatures over here. And today, just north of I-4, up around Tavares and Lake Eustis over towards St. Augustine, we're going to have a pocket in there of really warm temperatures. The rest of Florida will have temperatures certainly in the 90s. We may or may not have it as warm as what it's been. But that's what we got down here. And then going up north in New York State, the lee shore of Lake Ontario from the St. Lawrence Seaway on down towards Pulaski, you're going to have a chance of some showers this afternoon in there, as well as across towards Buffalo, and then the lee shore of Lake Erie from south of Buffalo all the way over to the state line, Ripley. It looks like you're going to have a chance of some showers there, some showers possible in Cleveland and over towards Toledo, and then the west side of Michigan along the east side of Lake Michigan, you've got a whole area of what looks like could be rain along the shoreline there all the way down to Indiana. So keep in mind that's what you're looking at there. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show so we can tell everybody here.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, you'll be back tomorrow night for the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's done a really good job, and we really appreciate him and the job that he does. And, of course, here in the program, we try to pick up on as much of the breaking news as we can at night. When we started the show, we had the breaking news bulletin that came in about the shooter out there in Portland, Oregon, who shot the Trump supporter on Saturday night, killed him. And right now, to tell us more about that, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So what's the latest on that?
He was being tracked down by U.S. Marshals and FBI. They found him in an apartment in Lacey, Washington, a suburb of Seattle. He was coming out of the apartment heading towards the car with his weapon. He apparently saw that he was pretty much surrounded. Now, a couple of sources are reporting that there was essentially a shootout. Somebody said like 30 or 40 rounds were fired between law enforcement and him. And anyway, they got him. He's dead.
Did he try to get in the car and get away? Is that what he was trying to do?
He was just approaching the car.
Okay.
So he was just outside of the apartment.
All right, and this was a guy that said he was 100% Antifa, and he had the fist tattooed to his neck, so he definitely looked the part. But
And the warrant had only been issued for his arrest, interestingly enough, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies where the delay was. We have to kind of ask the question why it took so long to have an arrest warrant.
Now, this was Lacey, Washington. Where's that as a result to Portland? How far away is that?
As I said, it's a suburb of Seattle. So it's,
Okay, so it's about 150 or so miles away because it's not that far up through there. Okay. All right. Well, they got him, and that's the important thing. So, yesterday we kind of had a tit-for-tat thing. Joe Biden goes to Kenosha, and right away, you really got to wonder because I know he met with the Blake family. I got no problem with that. But the father, okay, he's anti-Semitic, he's racist. I mean, the guy is a freaking radical.
Yeah, he is. He is a Farrakhan follower.
Mm-hmm.
Officials have been through his social media and looked at his posts. I mean, the father, during the march in Washington, I guess it was, or maybe it was in Washington, I don't know, when he had Al Sharpton standing next to him.
That was Washington. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so. He had even said, praise Allah.
Yeah.
His father, I think, is just as radical.
Yeah. Well, when he said a prayer, the very first time I saw him come on television, it was in Arabic.
He did have some of that, too.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going, okay. And I mean, that's the first time I saw him, and I kind of formed an opinion from that, but it is what it is. And of course, as a result now, I don't know what's going to happen. Of course, they're trying to, get the police officers arrested and whatnot, but there's, that's an investigation ongoing, and we've seen some things there that are kind of interesting. But anyway, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com after the top of the hour news. Lawyers, lawyers, lawyers are lining up all across the country for the election. Democratic lawyers, Republican lawyers. I talked to one yesterday that was going out to California. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process
called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.